Good to have you with us today for Ice Cole, Labatt Blue, Blue Light, Coors Light, and the Anderson Distributing Company of Jackson. We head to near Philadelphia, somewhere in Philadelphia, I think North Philadelphia. Tony Cotillo joins us from FantasySportsAddiction.com. And Tony, thanks for stopping by again, and we finally have some numbers to work with here.
Yes, finally. How you doing?
Good. How are you? How was your weekend?
Okay until last night, but still trying to recover from the game.
Wow, Minnesota laid a stinker.
Yeah, that was definitely unthinkable. Nobody seen that one coming. Nobody.
Just seems like heard so much talk about Adrian Peterson in the offseason, and he goes for 31 yards.
Yeah, that was pretty abysmal. And, you know, all the talk about Harbaugh, maybe Harbaugh was the problem. Who knows? A lot of changes out there in San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. They didn't really light it up offensively, but, man, their defense lights out.
Yeah, their defense played well, and Carlos Hyde, their second-year running back, played excellent, 168 yards and 2 touchdowns. So yeah, he's looks like some good things for him this year.
He's one of your top running backs. Well, let's look at the quarterbacks, both the stars and the stiffs. Who do you have for us?
Tom Brady, obviously. He came out guns a-blazing Thursday night. I think we all knew that one. 288 yards, 4 touchdowns. And how about Marcus Mariota? Out of nowhere, only played 3 quarters, 209 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Amazing.
One of the best rookie debuts ever. And so that game was interesting because, again, you had the number one pick and the number two pick. And poor Tampa Bay fans, they had to watch that. So hopefully it turns around for Jameis, but I don't know.
Yeah, that was not pretty for Jameis.
No, not at all. But, hey, he threw a pick on his first pass, and the only other guy to do that was Brett Favre. So maybe that's kind of an oxymoron for him. Who knows?
And we had a crafty veteran in there, Carson Palmer.
Yeah, and, Carson Palmer came back, played well, 307 yards, 3 touchdowns. And there were a lot of questions. He tore his ACL last year, how he was going to play, and he came out. He looked really good, so good for him.
Who was bad?
Oh, there was a lot of bad performances, unfortunately. Joe Flacco and Peyton Manning, they versed each other. That game, whoever watched that game, that was just a terrible, terrible game. Peyton Manning looked awful. The Ravens played defense on him. They brought the 7 in the box and said, we're going to make you beat us deep. And you've seen he threw the ball too deep, overthrew receivers, and just looked out of sync the whole game.
Yeah, and he's taking a real beating in the media.
Yeah, we all were curious to see if he was going to come back this year, and I think we all know that this is Peyton's last run. I don't think he's going to go out like this. I'm sure he still has a little bit left in the tank, but unfortunately, he didn't look good this game.
What's wrong with Flacco?
I think they're missing the wide receiver out there in Baltimore. They re-signed Forsett, a decent running back. But, again, Steve Smith, a couple catches, that's about it. They lost Torrey Smith. He went to San Francisco. So, really not lost Owen Daniels. He went to Denver. There's really not a lot of throwing threats out there for Mr. Flacco.
So, that's one that – that's probably a situation if you're a fantasy player.
Yeah,
keep an eye on.
Joe Flacco has never been a relevant fantasy quarterback anyway, and this year he's definitely not even thought of. So he'll be waiver wire material every week.
Okay, Eli, a stinker.
Wow, Eli Manning just signed a big extension, right? Big extension, big money, and he makes a couple bonehead plays at the end of that Dallas game. Supposedly now it's coming out he told Rashard Jennings not to score the touchdown. Threw the ball away where he could have sat on the ball. No timeouts for Dallas. A lot of bad plays for Eli this week.
You can't make it up. It's crazy.
It's just not the way this week was supposed to go. Too many interesting situations that happened.
You've seen fifth grade teams that wouldn't throw a pass incompletion down there.
No, I mean, that was common sense. he could have kneeled on the ball. I have no idea what he was thinking.
Yeah, I can't imagine the New York papers. They've got to be going crazy with that one.
Oh, absolutely. Luckily for him, the Jets won, so gave New York something to talk about. Yeah. He didn't get ripped too hard.
Well, Matt Stafford not in there, but he had a really poor second half. He was he had a lot of defense in his face. Like usual, the Lions couldn't figure out how to block an extra blitzer the entire second half.
That was a strange game. I mean, they started out 21-0. I thought, wow, here goes the Lions. I mean, they went out to this big lead. Obviously, one was a defensive touchdown, but everything looked good. And then all of a sudden, the Chargers changed a little defensive scheme. Bradford had no time to throw. And Phillip Rivers just ticked the defense apart with the underneath routes.
Yeah.
All day, Keenan Allen, 15 catches. I mean, it was murder.
Now, how did Keenan Allen not get on your wide receiver list here?
Well, you know, it's funny. I always take the top three that I pick, so obviously there could have been a lot more. But for perspective, he didn't score any touchdowns. So even though he had 15 catches, you know, for 166 yards, he didn't score. So I had to go with the three guys who scored in Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, and Rob Gronkowski. So they all scored multiple touchdowns. So their performance was a little better than Keenan.
Yeah, I think Keenan Allen could have caught 115 passes. I swear,
you're right. He really he took over the Antonio Gates role. You know, he's suspended for a couple games. So I think Phillips just decided to look to him all game.
Well, the theme over here is same old Lions, just to let you know. All the same mistakes we've seen for years. And toss that in with, I really thought, a real poorly coached team, poor schemes, everything. And then
you
got Calvin Johnson. He was targeted twice.
Yeah.
In the entire game. Now, they threw to him, once at the end of the game when it was over. Big damn deal.
I don't understand that at all.
It's insane.
Especially if you watch the game last night and you see a guy like Julio Jones, there was nobody else on that Falcons team that was going to get the ball. They made sure he got the ball and he got targeted. So
yeah.
I have no idea what's going on in Detroit. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense why he could only be targeted a few times.
And Golden Tate, it's not like Golden Tate caught a dozen passes. He caught four.
Yeah. And, you know, we're so used to, you know more than I am, but, you know, Calvin Johnson, he just throw the ball up there. He's a big guy. He's going to outpower you, give him a chance. It's just nothing during that game. I have no idea what was going on at Detroit.
You know, if you're going to you're going to pay a guy $30 million not to throw it to him?
Yeah, that that's insane. I mean, you know, and it's not like the running game wasn't working either. I mean, the rookie looked good, Abdul looked good, Reddick looked good, but how do you not open up the passing game? A lot of questions out there in Detroit. You know more than me.
there's a lot of them going on. Your running backs, obviously, Carlos Hyde, last night, pretty amazing performance.
You know, and here's a guy, they let Frank Gore go, you know, wasn't sure what was going to go on in San Fran. They moved up in the draft last year to get this guy. They really liked this kid, and he showed why. He really ran well. He deked some guys out of their pants last night. If you watch a couple spin moves there, and he was off to the races. He probably could have scored more if the game was longer. So he looks really good for fantasy owners.
And that looks like a good move for the 49ers because Frank Gore put up a zero.
Yeah, he didn't look good. Him and Andre Johnson, a lot was made out of those two guys going to Indianapolis. I mean, I'm sorry, but they showed their age. They played like aged, overused veterans. You know, Johnson had four catches, 34 yards, looked like he was real slow. Gore was cramping up, bad calves, so it just... Unfortunately, I think their time is past them.
So, were these the top fantasy running backs, Hyde, Forte, and Chris Ivory?
Yes, and these all go by a PPR scoring system where you get points per reception, and that's why Forte is so high. I mean, this guy was an absolute beast again. There was a lot of rumors about him not being the man, slowing down. He's 29. He's been doing it for so long. That's not the case. They even said that they're going to use him more like Wes Welker. And he did get a lot of reception. So, And Chris Ivory looked really good running the ball for the Jets. Had a good training camp, and it's parlayed over for the regular season.
Then the running back stiffs were Frank Gore, Adrian Peterson, and Anderson.
C.J. Anderson.
I don't even know which Anderson.
That would be C.J. Anderson from Denver.
Oh, okay.
The 29 yards, again, for Denver. Now they're saying he's dealing with turf toe, which we know that's a pretty grueling injury to go through. So it doesn't look like his year is going to end well out there in Denver.
Well, how do you figure Peterson, who got so much hype, he should be healthy as a horse, and they give it to him 10 times?
Yeah, you know, it's odd what happens during game time. You know, Zimmer's a really good coach out there, and you know they really like Teddy Bridgewater. They went out, and they like their receivers. They like their second-year guy, Charles Johnson. But for some reason, the defense just, the scheme was what it was, and they abandoned the run. And I was kind of scared of Peterson going in this year because, yeah, he should be healthy. But, again, in-game action as opposed to off-the-field action is two different things. So maybe he was rusty. We'll see in week two. Week one's hard to judge, but he didn't look that good.
Your top wide receivers were Jones, Hopkins, and Gronkowski.
Yeah, and if you watch the Monday night game last night, Julio Jones, he just got the big money like Calvin, but the difference is they're feeding him the ball and they're making him earn that money. I mean, he is that offense.
He was a beast. Roll. He was a beast last night.
Yeah, he's unstoppable. A lot of Philadelphia media is saying, hey, Byron Maxwell stinks, the defense stinks. Look, I don't care who you have on this guy. He's going to beat you. There's going to be times he beats you. He's that good. So, unfortunately, he did what he did. And Gronkowski, how much can we see Gronk running free in the end zone or in the red zone? I mean, this guy's just a monster. His problem is his health. If he can stay healthy all year, he's going to have a monster year.
Why can't they cover him? And sometimes they add two.
He's that hybrid tight end, the new breed, the Jimmy Graham. It used to be Jimmy Graham and then Gronkowski. Obviously, it's changed around as of last year. And he's just such a physical specimen that you can't cover him. You start a ball off and he goes up and grabs him. It's impossible to cover this guy.
The stiffs for the wideouts, DeSean Jackson, Steve Smith, Calvin Johnson, I think they all caught one or two balls. That was it.
Yeah, DeSean Jackson got zero.
Zero.
He actually came up with a hamstring injury in the first quarter, and he's done for 4 weeks. So that doesn't, if it couldn't get any better for Washington. We already talked about Calvin Johnson, two catches. Steve Smith for the Ravens, two catches. It's just not very good from the wide receivers this week.
Yeah, even more stunning than the two catches, just three targets at Calvin.
No, you're right. That's unfathomable. That should never happen.
For the life of me,
never happen.
Can't figure it out. What are you looking at this week, Tony?
This week it's going to be very interesting because week two, you never know what's going to happen. You never know how the scheme is going to change. So Tuesday in fantasy world is always looking towards waiver wire pickups and who can play where. Indianapolis is a good team to look at because they lost T.Y. Hilton for 2 to 3 weeks with a knee. We're calling it a deep, bad bone bruise, which can linger. They got a guy in Moncrief out there. Phil Dorsett is a rookie. Couple guys you could target on the waiver wire. And Dallas, Dez Bryant broke a bone in his foot. Looks like he could be out anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So you have guys, Terrence Williams, Jason Witten, Cole Beasley. These guys are going to play a more prominent role. So we'll see. And game of the week, I'm really looking forward to that Patriots and Bills game next week. I think that's going to be a very interesting game to see how it gets played out.
That's is that in Buffalo? Where is that?
Yeah, that's actually in Buffalo. And they played Indianapolis strong this week. Tom Brady has a 21-3 record against Rex Ryan.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be interesting to see what he does against them. So It'll be right, very interesting.
Right now, that's a pick 'em.
Yeah, and you know, Vegas, the Vegas number, it's funny because we talked about the Vegas number all day in Philadelphia yesterday because it was so low for the Falcons. Everybody said the Eagles were going to storm over Atlanta. That line always tells you something. So that pick 'em tells me it's going to be a really competitive game.
Well, we've got the Lions at Minnesota. Now, you got two teams that are already desperate.
Wow. Wow, that should be interesting. That's a hard one. That's a real hard one. What team are we going to see here? You know, are we going to change styles in Detroit? Are we going to go back to the run game? You know, it's going to be interesting. I'm going to lean towards Minnesota in that game.
Are you? Okay. I think the Lions, this just when you write them off, this is the kind of game they come up and win. And they you almost have to win this game. You can't go 0-2.
No, you can't. Not in that division. Definitely can't go 0-2. But, you know, the Chargers really put a blueprint out there. I'm not sure, did they get Levy back this week? I'm not sure if he was a 1 week only or
yeah, that's
a
pretty iffy.
Thing.
Pretty iffy.
So I mean, and that's where they beat them. They beat them in the middle of the field. So you know, it's going to be that's a huge gap. I mean, Tola can't do it by himself. So
and they
it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and they couldn't tackle a dummy. Their tackling was just pathetic.
And again, like you said, that's coaching. That's fundamental. This stuff is taught from day one. So
yeah,
you know, it's a shame. It's, well, I don't know what's going on out there.
We'll talk to you next week, Tony.
That sounds good. We'll see how it plans out.
Okay, have a good one.
Have a good one, Greg.